The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your... Hey, watch it, watch
okay,
it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for April 27th, 2010. I am your host, Jethro Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the Brennan and Malone, the baker of cookies, the tailor of fine armors, and the girl downstairs making yummy, sweet, delicious, fudgy goodness is Elgin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel, which is GUK.OGR, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethro's parodies, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org. Hello, Elfman.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good.
Doing all right?
Yeah.
You sure?
I think so.
I think I need to turn you up here.
No, I probably just need to get closer.
Closer to the mic would be good.
Okay, fine.
Let's see, I'll turn up the volume a little bit anyway. I just don't want to be blasting everyone out of their seats.
I think
it's okay now.
I'm reading some stuff in the lore channel.
Oh yeah? Tell me.
Well, apparently, let me scroll back, because nobody can really give me where they found this, and those in the lore channel are probably listening to me. They're saying that Game Update 56 is going to be it for the starting in Freeport and Kinos, according to the test update. Quote, Kinos and Freeport have been disabled as starting cities.
Ooh. Oh, that's right. I did hear that they wanted to get rid of the island.
They were planning to cut out the newbie islands, the starter islands. Don't measure up to their standards, evidently. Asking, and they're saying that, I guess in one of the Delve chats, they were talking about that. They are outdated as far as the current storyline that's going on.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
You know. Yep. Just Kinos and Freeport Islands are being cut.
So, what, you're only going to have the choices of Kellithon, Darklight Woods, Gorowin, and Hollis is going to be a new city, I know.
Well, you can still start out in the normal cities.
Mm-hmm.
There's still stuff to do. You know, I'm level 5 running around, and there's stuff, but there's no quest lines to do. So I'm not sure.
Well,
betrayal quests seem to have vanished too.
The betrayal quests too?
Yeah, a lot of the. Well, if you think about it, the old betrayal quests did disappear. You don't have to go out and kill 500 gnolls anymore.
Oh, very true. Yeah, that changed quite a while ago. Well, okay then. Maybe everyone will start neutral from now on. I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
We'll find out when it comes out. Or if they
want
really
you to start in Greater Phaedark, Tempest Deep, Nariak, and you can do the Golden Path. You can't start in Kinos or Freeport, but you can buy houses there. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. If
they're really
forcing
doesn't make
people away from the normal cities of Kinos and Freeport.
Well, you can think about it this way, hon. What if shit's about to go down?
What do you mean?
Well, they already brought down the floating citadel. Who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe something's going to happen to Kinos too, and you know they're not going to be accepting any more refugees, as they call them.
Well, still the individual.
Who the hell's calling us? It says not available. Tell them to go to hell.
I just hung up.
Now they're ringing again.
No, they're not. Did I send it upstairs?
Yeah, I think you sent it up here. Hello, go to hell.
Ugh. Did you answer that?
No, just stopped.
Oh. But you can still go to any of the little cities around the main cities, like Willowwood or Starcrest or et cetera, so on. On the other side, it's Temple Street and Big Ben and stuff.
Right.
And, you know, for those levels, you still had some quests going on within the town. Since I'm level 5, but I'm in Willowwood, and I know I've done every single quest in the Kino site, I would have to drag out a new character and send him over to Freeport or bring him into one of the, you know, the outer cities here to see. But I'm pretty sure there's a lot of little quests that will send you off. But there isn't the, you know, the little quests that get you going and get you equipped like there is on the island.
Right, right. Well, maybe that'll change once they implement that.
And there isn't, well, no, I would say there is. I know they're in Kelathan.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen any in Kinos or Freeport. The little quest people that will tell you, answer different questions about your different aspects of the game when you're learning. You know?
So, I would have to go with, that's my wild speculation. I think shit's going down.
Oh.
We're going to wake up and there's going to be a big sign across Kinos. Shit went down.
So what would you expect would happen to Antonica?
Antonica's a big place, hon.
Antonia. What do you think would happen to her?
She is human, you know. She can die.
Oh, God, don't say that. You'll get a lot of people upset.
Maybe she ran off with a handsome wood elf who swept her off her feet and wanted to fondle her boobies.
Over the guard's dead bodies.
oh, Cain Bale came back from the dead!
And Lucan's not dead. He's just, he's in another plane at the moment.
He's disembodied.
Oh, basically.
Basically, yeah. We have ding.
Yeah, we have some really good ding.
Yep. Just before we went on the air, just a few seconds before we went on the air, Santania dinged to level 90! So congratulations, Santania, for your level 90 ding, joining the rest of us with absolutely nothing to do.
Oh, be nice.
Oh, boy.
I have plenty to do, but I really don't like doing it.
Oh, no? Well, you actually haven't logged in a few days now.
I took a sabbatical. About a week.
Taking a break. You gotta do it every once in a while, for crying out loud.
Well, I started playing big fish games and off of Facebook and, you know, hide the find the hidden objects in the pictures and stuff. And I got started on those, and I took a few trips to the test server and checked out Hellas. And but I was disappointed that I couldn't check out the new housing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, come on. I'm going to get ready to do a big report on it, and it's closed.
I'm actually thinking about taking a little bit of a break myself. I actually started screwing around in Star Wars Galaxies and Pirates of the Burning Sea.
Go for it.
The Pirates one is actually pretty entertaining so far, anyway. I don't even know what level I am. I think I'm like level 3 or whatever it is.
Talk to Norkel. I know he played it for a while.
Oh, yeah? Rihanna is saying that the houses are now available on the test server.
Oh, so I can go back there now? Take a peek inside?
Go for it.
No, not right now. I'm already in the peat bog. Right. And I'm still working on... that's one other thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's that?
I was looking at the test notes for the next update.
Test notes.
Test notes for the next update, which are on the test server.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And lots of things. But one of the things I noticed was that there's going to be crafting writs for adorners.
Adorners, that's good. Yep.
So,
well, they really should have writs for every trade class.
Well, in reality, these aren't, because you're not leveling. You don't level in tinkering, you don't level in transmuting, and you don't level in adornment.
Right, you just raise your skill.
You just raise the skill. So, that was one of the things I saw. Let me scroll back up. Seeking assistance for adorners in trade skill societies of all major cities. Mm-hmm. Okay. I found out where your void warped wood comes from.
Oh, where is that?
TS raid zones.
TS?
Mm-hmm.
Thundering Steps?
No.
Well, what? What's TS?
Fuh.
You tell me. I don't know.
Places like the labs. Let's see. Lair of the Dragon Queen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that void warped bow, want it.
Yeah.
It's just better
than... trade skill instances. Sorry, they're supposed to come out of trade skill instances also.
Oh, really?
No, that was TS.
Cool. They're better than the mythical.
I haven't seen any drop in the trade skill instances, but you know, we'll see.
We will find out. And find out we shall on an upcoming episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show.
You should be able to make that, shouldn't you? You have.
Well, I am level 90.
Get the recipe from the pandas?
Let me check my book here. Void warp. I believe so. Void warp. Maybe not.
Ow.
Nope.
Sorry.
I do not have that recipe. I will.
Well, you're going to have to get in good with the pandas.
I am good with the pandas. I'm max.
Well,
so I will go back and get it.
And, of course, the travel revamp will be coming. Supposedly, they've made several changes in the game in an effort to streamline travel. And that was one thing. I didn't check all of it out. I checked, like, one of the bells from the harbor. I forgot what I was doing. Oh, I was getting to Hellas. So I clicked on the bell. There's only one bell on the dock now. And I clicked it, and it brings up the friggin' map. So I click on the map where I want to go. Mm-hmm. Well, up in the upper left corner was Hallis area, so I went. But traveling to different locations uses a new interface. Now when selecting travel locations via teleport bell or Sotacol, horse, griffin, you will do so through a travel map. Simple double click your choice or select it and then press OK and be whisked away. Mousing over a location when using world teleportation displays a level range and some background information on the area. Okay. Bells and carpets zones travel has been consolidated. Bells on different continents have all been linked together. This means that the bells that were in Nyctulis are no longer limited to 6 locations. The bells have been reduced to 1 bell that is linked to other bells across Norath. Bells used to travel within Kinos and Freeport have not been changed, except that they now use the travel map, allowing for more direct connections to where you wish to go. Druid portals no longer require the player to have harvested a blessed shrubbery. And if I remember right, I thought they did away with that a long time ago. Blessed shrubberies have been imbued by Tunera with the power of transport to transport players to any of the other druid rings. So
you don't need a druid. You can just go to the ring.
You go to the ring.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And it's like the spires where you click on the spires and you get this listing of all the spires that you can go to.
The druids and the wizards are going to be pissed.
Druid rings, you go and you click on the blessed shrubbery and it opens up a teleportation to every place. Translocate no longer requires a planial shard or planial symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Translocate portals were transporting players to incorrect spots in the Bonemire and Barren Sky.
Whoops.
This has been corrected. Planial symbols have been removed from vendors. Lists, Sotakar posts no longer require the Sotakar item. But they do check to make sure that you've completed either the trace skill or adventuring version of the quest. This affects the following zones, which is Chardok, Jarsus Waste, Kylon Plains, Kunark Jungle, and Fens of whatever it is. I can never say that word.
The Fens.
You are no longer required to visit the Sotakar posts before being able to travel there. This affects the following zones. Yeah, JW, Kylon Plains, Kunark Jungle, and the Fens. So you don't have to. I mean, once you get to one, you can go to any place in those places, I guess.
That's good.
Instead of before. Flight paths leading to and leading from Butcher Block and connecting to Temerus Deep or Dark Light have been modified to be more geographically appropriate. Okay, whatever that means. The following quests have been modified and money rewards attached to them. The tower quests for the griffin eggs and the steps in Nyctulis. Remember? Before you could ride the griffin, you had to go do the griffin egg quest.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been modified, so I guess they just give money now. I don't know.
Now, did you say that the pandas are supposed to give you that?
Yes.
I don't see it.
Mm-hmm. They're the wood guys. Let's see. The following zones have had inner zone travel options or have had new locations added to them. If that makes sense. Steamfont, Zek, Feerot, Enchantedlands, Everfrost, Greater Feydark, and Nyctulis. The following zones have had inner zone travel options or had new... I wonder if that means you can zone into Feerot and then take a portal to the other side instead of running all the way through.
That would be nice.
That'd be nice.
Especially in some of those really big zones, you know? I mean, Feerot's a huge pain in the ass.
Feerot's a pain in the ass. But
you get to the Shard of Fear, God, it takes me sometimes 20 minutes.
I've done it so often I don't even pay attention anymore. Just... All spirals that can be reached through the wizard's portal should now have a static teleporter, and they should all now link to the entire network. This affects the following zones. Greater Feydark, Moors of Akisha, Kylon's Plains, Timorous Tangle, Timorous Tangle, Bonemire, and Barren Sky. It's not done. All call spells have had their casting time reduced to 10 seconds. This affects the following spells. All the call of spells have been reduced. So, call homes, basically. Now, the Guild Hall bell amenities have changed. Since all the bells are the same now, we have given each one a different look. Sinking Sands carpet now acts like a bell, but will retain the carpet look for those who like it.
All right.
nothing here that says they're getting rid of the boats, and I certainly hope they're not getting rid of the boats because I still like the boats.
Well, so do I.
Get rid of the boats, I'm going to be real upset.
I mean, they didn't have boats originally. We petitioned for this. We wanted the boats to give a more of a realistic feel.
And there's a new raid dungeon coming. It's called Icy Keep
Retribution. Okay.
Yeah, new level 90 plus times 4 raid dungeon will associate quests with associated quests aimed to give players an easy to moderate challenge. The pesky Frostfoots have found a new way into the Icy Keep, and this time the Icy Maids are ready for them. Join Snarf and some other goblin guys, I guess, and many more in their quest to rid themselves of the newly hatched Ice Dragon. And he has a name, V-R-E-W-W-X. Don't ask me to try and say that one. Vurix, I don't know. Consider yourself warned. However, before entering, you might want to bring 23 of your friends to keep you, to help you get past his guardians. So the Frostfell Dragon, Snow Dragon, has a dungeon.
Wow.
So there it is. But it's a times 4 raid, guys. Level 90 plus. So it says easy to moderate challenge. So we'll see. There's going to be a storyline tab added to the bottom of the quest journal, so you're going to have to make a change to your UI. A lot of PvP stuff, which I'm not going to go into because I'm not into PvP. Many new quests have been added to the Stonebrunt Highlands. So check out Moanfield Hamlet and the Mausoleum of Scholars. And the Kitty Cat Encampment, the Kendrick Encampment. That's coming with the new game update when they release Hollis.
Alrighty then.
Some changes. The Training Dummy Supply Chest Guild Hall amenity now provides dummies of varying difficulty. A raid epic dummy. Loot not included. Training Dummy Supply Chest now offers a set of group training dummies. A grouped, so you can pull out one or a group or a raid epic, you know, type dummy to beat on.
All right.
So, need to find out if, with that change to that, do we still want to, or did you already do that? Bring in the creature creator.
I already brought in the creature creator.
Oh. Okay.
Or we can sell it back, get the money back for it, and get the new one. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Let me see what else. There's many mounts included. The level 90 guild mounts have had their speed and buffs increased. Wonder how what that means. Many rare drops from the heroic Sentinel's Fate Zones are now available by speaking to some guy up in Moonfield Hamlet.
Rares? Rares like what?
I don't know. Many rare drops from the heroic Sentinel Fate Zones are now available. So I guess the rare drops that were available in the zones are now available to a merchant in Moonfield Hamlet.
They must be completely redoing them then.
I know the newer gear that you get for the marks, the tunic, the leggings, and I guess the helmet only drop in zones. Because I don't have them in my recipes at all. So all bosses in Sentinel Field Fate Heroic Dungeons now have new rare drops. And one thing that really made Xanadi's night is that the epic quest for the warlocks, where they have to go out and harvest certain items for their epic quest, and they have to harvest them, they can't buy them and stuff, they've lifted that restriction. They can be given them, they can buy them, they don't have to harvest them themselves. That made her really happy. character traits can now be earned all the way to level 90. It stopped. Our character traits?
It stopped at 85, I believe. Let me check. I think my last one was 85. Okay.
Character traits.
That's in the character.
Oh, no. They stop at 42.
No.
Character traits. 42.
Oh, you're right. And then then your class training continues from there.
Yeah, well, that's different. Let's see what else I saw there. That really caught my eye. I went, more? I think that's about it. I mean, you can always go to the EQ2 forums and go under test update notes. And this would be for Friday the 23rd, the note that you'd like to read. Of course, you can always go to test or copy test and check these things out in person.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty then.
How's that?
Sounds good. Birthdays. We have one birthday, we have one special birthday, and then we have one rock and roll birthday. Sutures, who is, that's Den Mom's husband, right?
No.
Little guy, Calthine's.
Yes.
Calthine from Zam. From Zam.com, her husband, Sutures, has a birthday this week. That's our special birthday. Our rock and roll birthday, Ace Frehley from Kiss, is 50-something years old today. And just for that, we're going to go ahead and bring out the birthday rolls.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
So if anyone knows where I can get the recipe for the void warped bow, longbow, whatever it is, I would like to know. I was able to find information on the wood. The wood is not harvested. The wood is dropped by mobs.
They got the recipes from the pandas in the Who Men View It Village.
Well, I'm sorry. I did not see it. I will go back and look again, but I already have the woodworking book from them, and it is not there. Between Wizard Portal, Spire, back to Thunder, back to Sundered Frontier.
Did you get Trista's alts, Taylor, level 90?
No, I did not get that. Well, what's the name?
L-Y-N-A.
Lena. Congratulations, Lena, level 90, Taylor, skimmer ding! Actually, trade skill, so that's a blink.
Blink.
Alright, so, port back to the blessing of the Jintoo. Or Jintao, whatever. Oh, alright. I am being told by an expert that the void warped wood makes arrows, not the bow.
Right.
Well, what the hell?
Do you have to have the arrows on that bow in order to use it? I hope not.
And I believe I have that recipe. No, matter of fact, I don't. I know I saw the bow. Didn't I link you a bow?
No, I don't remember.
And Domino's telling me that the arrow recipe is at the Huamain faction merchant. And I'm pretty damn sure that I've already subscribed it, but for some reason I can't find it in my book. Why can't I find it in the book?
I don't know why you would want to make those arrows. If the wood is so rare, I mean, all you're going to do is shoot it off.
Well, they probably are needed for something. I don't know.
I don't know.
What I would really love is... I went back and visited Jethel on EQ1 recently. I want Endless Quiver again.
I don't know. I don't like the new current spell.
No, Endless Quiver. Just one arrow, and that's it. That's all you need.
Well, I had quite a few different ones, depending on what I wanted to do.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I have the... I had, like, one silver arrow, because there are some mobs you can't hit without a magical-based arrow. I had one for heat, one for cold, one for magic.
Mm-hmm.
And one, I believe, was poison-tipped. Or something mm-hmm. like that. So let's see. I'm at the merchant. Let me see here. Woodworking secrets of the Helmain. Examine. No, it's not in there. Oh, Spirit Blast. That's what it's called. Spirit Blast. Arrow, that is. It's not called Void Warped. Dash, blessed. There they are. And those take the void warp wood, yes. Okay. Examine. Oh, geez.
What?
Well, if you, you know, run it all through to what we used to call pristine.
Yeah.
One thing of the void warp wood makes 750 arrows.
Okay.
There we go.
700?
750.
Well, that's only 7.5 spots in my back that holds 18 slots.
Mm-hmm.
I go through a lot. I mean, on a raid, that's half of... I could see a ranger going through half of a quiver on a raid. Easily.
Mm-hmm.
I know, because I've done it.
And the only real difference I see from the ones I'm using now, and I have the titanium ones, is not only does it have the plus to damage, but it also has a plus to hit bonus.
I just don't see...
Nah, I can't see it being worth it.
Unless they're missing something.
I don't know. I do not know.
Must be some finer point we're missing.
Could be.
So, once again, I am out level 5, mucking about. I'm happening to be in the peat bog right now.
Mucking about.
Finding stuff to transmute so I can get enough of these fragments so I can finish adorning up to at least 50.
Mm-hmm. So I created a spy in Star Wars Galaxies.
A spy.
Guess why I made a spy?
I don't know, because maybe you didn't want to dance naked in the cantina for money?
Well, there was that. But the spy class is the most like the rangers.
Oh.
Rangers and rogues. You're supposed to do everything subterfuge. And shoot people from behind and shit.
Okay.
And by being a spy, my mentor, or the person, the primary quest giver, is Han Solo. But he wants me to help him repair the Millennium Falcon. Why don't you go over there and see if you can find this? Okay, well, I have this, but in order to do this, I need you to steal something for me. And then, you know, the guy that has the parts to repair the Falcon wants me to go steal something. It's actually pretty cool. And the Pirates of the Burning Sea. I'm actually getting the hang of the boats.
Yes.
Manning the cannons and shit. I don't know if it's the same as Pirates of the Caribbean. But it was pretty cool. So,
are
yeah.
You in third person when you're sailing?
What's that?
Are you in third person when you're sailing on the Burning Sea?
Yes, you're looking down on your boat.
Well, then it's probably about the same then.
Next, I want to go back to Vanguard and see if anything is better. Last time I tried Vanguard, of course, it was a friggin' slideshow. It could be better. I don't know. I haven't been in there. We will find out.
I just couldn't get the hang of it. I don't know.
It was different. I mean, I reported... on the Star Wars Galaxy things, I think one of the hardest things that I'm going to get used to as far as any game that I play, I've been playing EverQuest and EverQuest 2 for 11 years. Getting used to a new UI and a new key mapping system. In Star Wars Galaxies, you can set up your key map, so, okay, turn by using the numpad, right, forward, back, left, right, turn a corner, that kind of thing. You can do that, but turning is exceptionally slow. It's really designed to use the mouse.
Yeah.
For turning. So it is kind of set up where you have to use, or I should say it's better to use, the SDWS.
Ew, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, it took a little while for me to get the hang of that. I don't know. Just seems easier that way, but that's just the way the game's set up. What the hell do I know? So, I've decided to try out a few games. What the hell? Why not?
That's good though.
Keeps me from falling asleep
Except
on the couch,
you don't
right?
See me, you don't see me coming up and giving you a bad time about playing them, though.
Yes, you do. You hate me.
I do not. But you always give me a bad time every time I turn around and I'm playing Free Realms.
Free Realms is a children's game.
I like it. I have fun.
Come on, if I was over here playing, Pokemon, you'd be giving me shit about that.
No.
Yes, you would.
The kid would. You'd tease you relentlessly.
Then I'd take his computer away from him.
But okay. I do. I have a good time when I play Free Realms, but I don't haven't played it lately because you give me a bad time about playing it. You shouldn't. It's fun. You still haven't tried it.
Nope, I'm not going to.
Why?
Because it's a kid's game.
It is not a kid's game! It is not just a kid's game.
Look, just because there are adults playing it doesn't mean it's not a kid's game.
Are you so, totally insecure in your masculinity that you can't try it?
Oh, what the hell did that come from?
Probably Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil's a pussy and needs to grow the hell up. You need to be sensitive. Gotta be sensitive to your needs and... You gotta stop being... Look, Dr. Phil, you need to stop being a douchebag. Dr. Phil needs to get his ass kicked. I'm willing to pay 100 platinum for anyone that gives me proof that they've kicked Dr. Phil's ass.
Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna put a bounty out on Dr. Phil. Leone, who runs online game radio, listening to the show right now and going, oh my fucking god, you just put a hit out on Dr. Phil. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Or if you're going to do it, don't do it in my name. see it now. Someone jumping out from behind the bushes. Jethel told me to do this! Who the hell is Jethel? Does he need to talk? He needs a sharpened screwdriver. Anyway, can't stand Dr. Phil.
I still think you should at least try it.
No, I'm good.
You're just chicken.
Yeah, that's it.
You're a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You're afraid of what people might say if they see you playing it.
Yeah. Yeah, morning.
What else?
Morning Glory's like, in the name of Jethel, I smite thee. I do not want to hear in the newspapers, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Phil wounds up in ICU, sharpened screwdriver in his side. Attacker jumped out from behind a bush and said, in the name of Jethel, I smite thee. Homeland Security is now looking for, you know, some guy from the Middle East named Jethel. Actually, there is.
Really?
Let me see here. Let me go to Facebook.
Jeff.
Facebook.com. If you do a search for Jethel.
Yeah, I never have. I always knew where you were. See,
there's someone named Jethel Modi.
Modi?
Modi. Jethel Andy Goolsby. There used to be. Or Jetha. There we go. Jethel Bale Zeriri? Something like that.
And I thought I was bad?
Hmm?
And I thought I was bad at pronouncing things?
Well, I don't know how to pronounce these things.
Yes, remember, you brought it on yourself.
There we go. Jethel and Git MMO.
Have you read up on Gizmo?
Gizmo?
Or Gets... It's the techie, bloggy thingy that I read all the time.
No.
Well, apparently... You heard that the iPod was leaked, right? The newest word?
Nope, I had not heard that.
Okay. One of the guys that works on it took it out and forgot it in a bar.
Oh, no.
It was a prototype.
Oh, no.
Of the new iPhone. It was his birthday. He was drinking. Anyway, long story short, another person finds it, tries to find the owner. They never come back. He checks it out a little bit more, you know, and begins to think that it's... belongs to, that this is not a normal iPhone, and he tries to get a hold of Apple, and you know, nobody of course has heard of it because of it, you know, it's test, you know,
right,
it's prototype. Long story short, he contacts the blog I call it Gizmo, but I'm probably wrong.
Anyway, go on.
Oh, hang on a second. I'll get the right name for it. That's it. However you say that.
Gizmodo.
And anyway, they contact him, say, hey, we think we got this iPhone prototype. They think it might be a knockoff. Anyway, they pay the guy $5,000 for it. And they take a better look at it and, you know, tear it open and look at it over and stuff. And, you know... It belongs to Apple. So they basically do a report on what they find and contact Apple and say, hey, you know, we got your thing. You want it? And they give it back to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the guy who did the blog has just recently gotten everything in his house seized. All his computers, his cell phones.
Seized?
Seized. They believe that they're trying to find proof that maybe, you know, he knew it was what it was, and I don't know. It's gonna be an interesting fight because California has a law that does not allow the search and seizure of journalists' things like that, you know, like their hard drives and journals and notes and stuff.
Right.
They're protected. And right now they're saying that Gizmodo is saying that the search and seizure, the search warrant and stuff was illegal. So it's going to be interesting to see how it pans out.
Huh. So they actually believe that it wasn't just a matter of someone leaving it in a bar or something like that. They're thinking espionage.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
At least that's what I think what Apple's trying to find. Because they don't believe that their tech guy is going to, you know, forget something like that in a bar.
We can't do that. We're Apple, for Christ's sake.
So we shall see.
Yeah, but isn't that just like an Apple guy, though? I couldn't have done that. I work for Apple. That's a Windows kind of mistake.
Well, we shall see. But I thought it was pretty cool that they blew the doors off of it, you know.
Nice.
But they did a really good, you know, sort of report blog on their findings of the little prototype, you know, before they gave it back, of course.
Of course.
I don't blame them. I mean, they said they believed it to be the new iPhone. Not that it was, but there was enough evidence inside that it pointed that it wasn't a Apple product. So, yeah, that was interesting.
What do I got here? Find the thing I'm looking for here.
I don't know what you're looking for.
Damn it. Posted something here about Apple and Mac here. I'm trying to find it. Oh, here we go.
What?
Okay, yeah. Control-Alt-Delete Comics did a spoof on the, Hi, I'm a Mac. You know, those commercials?
Yeah.
So it starts off with the Mac guy. Hi, I'm a Mac, obviously, because I'm the young, hip guy. And I'm a nerdy old loser, so apparently I'm a PC. Yep, no thinly coated subliminal imagery here at all. And PC guy's like, I don't feel so good. I think I caught a virus. There were over 100,000 viruses for PCs last year. Mac guy's like, yeah, on PCs. Not on Macs, though. PC guy's like, wow, is that because Mac has superior antivirus protection and stuff? Mac guy's like, no, well, no one even bothers trying to make viruses for the Mac. I think they figure Mac users have suffered enough already.
Ooh.
PC guy's like, wow, you can't even get negative attention. That's kind of depressing. Mac guy's like, yeah, I cry myself to sleep a lot. Saw another one comparing Mac and PC. It was either today or yesterday, something like that. There's a, hi, I'm a Mac. Hi, I'm a PC. PC guy's like, yep, getting ready to do an upgrade. He's got all this gear on and stuff like that. And PC's like, yep, I'm getting ready for an upgrade myself. And then a gun appears out of nowhere, blows the Mac's head off. And a new Mac appears. See? Nice and simple. So basically what they're saying is if you want to upgrade your Mac to the new OS or whatever that's going to be coming out, you're going to have to buy a whole new one.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's the same thing. You know, when they went with OS 10, you couldn't use any of the... You had to buy a new Mac. I think, what? Well, weren't the Macs up until then only black and white? Something like that? God, I hate Mac. So the moral of the story is, Mac, nobody gives a shit. Anyway...
let's see. We've pissed off Mac. I have Dr. Phil calling us. Who else can I piss off tonight?
Well, I don't know.
Let's talk about that shit going down in Arizona.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I noticed you made a post on that on your Facebook.
Yeah, and I've got quite a few responses on that. No one's debating me on it. I'm for it. I just think they need to do it in a different way.
Yeah, I think they need to do it in a different way.
Yeah, I mean, the profiling is not a good thing. You know, pulling over every Mexican and blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, I mean, what the hell are you going to do? I kind of like George Carlin's
idea. Well, explain what the law is, just in case nobody has read up on
okay,
it, just
well,
in case.
Well, what's going on in Arizona right now? They have passed a law stating... They have passed a law stating that anyone who has been stopped for any suspicious activity, jaywalking, burning down a house, you know, something like that, if the cop so feels like it, he will ask for proof that you are a citizen of the United States. Basically in an attempt to catch illegal immigrants. But they all know, because of the wording of the law, any Mexican on the street is going to get stopped. You know, my views on racial profiling is, to a certain extent, it kind of has to be done. And a lot of comedians have made this point as well. You know, what are you going to do? Who robbed you? It was a person. What kind of person? He was kind of tall. No, wait, you can't say that because that discriminates against tall people. It was a person. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of have to describe someone somehow. Oh, anyway. But... I don't know, but I do like George Carlin's old idea of, you know, screw the fence. Dig a ditch along the Rio Grande. Douse it with oil and light it on fire. That'll stop them. So what we need is a 1,700-mile gasoline fire. I don't know. What
think of the carbon footprint that would put off.
Look at this electric unit. We'll have the New York City subrail system put in a third rail all the way along the Rio Grande.
Jesus. Maybe apparently they are overran with illegal immigrants.
What's that?
So maybe Arizona has a problem with too many illegal immigrants.
It's one of the, because of the desert, really. It's one of the highest trafficked area for the illegals to come across. Because there's just miles and miles of nothing. It's a huge problem there. And, we don't have that kind of problem, Canada, going along Canada, do we?
No.
And you gotta love all the arguments people make about, illegal immigrants and stuff. Oh, well, they're doing the job that Americans won't do. That's a cop-out.
Yeah?
The term is illegal immigrant. That does not mean, come on in, you're getting a free ride. That means you're here illegally. It's not that hard to become an American citizen. Do it legally. And while I'm on the topic, we need to pass an amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America, making English the official language.
Are you getting tired of pressing one for English?
I am getting very fucking tired of pressing one for English. If you want to be bilingual, by all means, be bilingual. I'm all for it. I mean, hell, kids in... I think it's Sweden. I think it is. Kids are grown up in, in schools, they learn four languages.
I'm all for it. Learn a second language, learn Spanish, learn, you know, up in the Northeast, it's actually not really Spanish, it's French. But for crying out loud, I mean, you come to the United States, learn English. If I, you know, they just gave an example in the channel there. If I went to France to live, I would be expected to learn French. Am I right?
Yes. Yes.
If I went to Germany to live, I would be expected to learn German.
Yep.
I don't think it's... I really just don't think that is unreasonable. Matter of fact, when I was a kid, in social studies, we had talked about what it takes for an immigrant to become a citizen. And one of the things you had to do was learn English. Somewhere along the lines, that went away. I don't know when it went away. I don't know. Then again, it used to be a felony to burn the American flag.
Yeah.
That's another subject. Foreign aid. I say we assign foreign aid and shit like that based on the actions of your people. Turn on the TV here. Let's see. Middle East, burning our flag. No aid for them. Fuck them. I don't think I'm wrong in that.
I happen to agree with that.
And, you know, it's like, oh, but we need your aid. We need your trade agreements and stuff like that. Well, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the TV here. Your people don't seem to want it. I don't think I'm wrong in that. Anyway. I don't know. I'll probably get some shit for it, but, you know, I think half the world would take a collective shit in their pants if we just packed up everything and came home. Let people fend for themselves. No more foreign aid. Know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, sometimes I just get really sick and tired of, you know, everyone coming down on the U.S. I know it's not a great subject for a gaming show.
I don't know where how we got off on this.
I'm not sure. But you know what? I'm sick of it. America does a shitload for the world. And like I said, I really think a lot of countries would take a collective shit in their pants if we just packed it up and came home. But that's me.
So now you're done with worldviews.
One more thing.
Jesus.
And now I'm going to talk about what I don't like about America. You got your priorities reversed, pal, talking about people in the U.S. You want to be against something, it's not sex. You ever notice, you can watch on TV now. I remember back when I was a kid, watching professional wrestling. If someone started to bleed, they would black the screen. You remember that? Well, I don't know if you watched wrestling back then, but yeah, they would black the screen if someone started to bleed because you weren't allowed to see blood. Now you can see someone getting cut in friggin' half, but you can't say shit. Well, you can say shit, but you know, there are some words you can't say. And if God forbid you show a breast or something, whole town's in an uproar. What? Little Jimmy just saw a tit? We can't have that! Wait a minute! The tit's being chopped off with a chainsaw! That's okay! I'm not too far off there. It's a gross over-dramatization, but I'm not off there. Perfectly fine to see someone getting, you know, beaten or brutalized or massacred, chopped up into little pieces. As soon as you start to show a love scene, all hell breaks loose.
So now are you done with
They're saying Jethel for president. You don't want me as president, trust me. I am not really a good PR person when it comes to keeping the peace. Because I would be one to walk up to someone like shit, I don't know, Russian president guy, punch him right in the face if I didn't like what he said. You don't want me as a public leader. I would cause a war. I really would. I'm about as politically correct as South Park. Actually, I think I go beyond South Park, but as much as I talk shit here, you guys don't know me in real life.
That's bad.
I don't know. So, anyway. I mean, exactly. Chetarella saying, children are violent these days because they are not being taught the boundaries of their behavior. Absolutely correct. There is a direct correlation in the last 20 years. Back in the 70s, or 80s, or 70s, 80s, whatever. Oh, we can't let people spank their kids! Bring it up to today. Kids are killing each other! Woohoo! That really fucking worked! You fucking retards.
What about video games?
What about video games?
Do you think that's caused any problems?
No.
Even with the... Have you seen some of the violent video games on the PS3?
To hell with the video games. When I was a kid, we played cops and robbers, you know, cowboy Indians, stuff like that. We used to hit each other with sticks and shit like that. I turned out perfectly fine, I think. My dad didn't believe in time out. My dad believed in steel-toed boot. And I think I turned out pretty damn well, as did my brothers. God, people just need to stop being pussies. Stop being pussies, let your kids be kids, let them play, let them get roughed up. And you ever notice the people that come from these spick-and-span, completely disinfected houses have the worst sicknesses when they become adults? You gotta let your kids get germs, folks. You don't get germs, and you don't get the antibodies in your system to fight off infections. I'm sorry, I think people are just really retarded sometimes. And that's another thing. Political correctness, the word is retard. There's a difference between being what some might call mentally handicapped or whatever, and being a retard. And I know some fine retards, let me tell you. My best friend growing up was retarded. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. I mean he had mental problems. He was the best man at my first wedding. Political correct me up the ass, that's what I have to say.
So are you done?
No!
Do you want to talk about something really interesting?
Let me take this drink here. Hold on, my dollars, my master bows. You will come to the world to speak of caffeine-free coke. Sam, we miss you, buddy. Anyway.
I'm sure glad you don't do that when I climb into bed.
No, when you climb into bed, I'm just like... Oh, what's this over here? Oh, squishy. So what were you saying?
I was going to ask you your opinion of the announcement that Brendel left. And we have a new producer.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about this producer. I understand he worked on a few other games. You know, we really don't know the details on Brendel leaving outside of the fact that we were told that he left on his own terms. He was not fired. He left on his own terms to pursue other things. I wish him the best of luck. Love him to pieces. If he ever wants to come back on the show and give us an update on what he's doing, I would love to have him. Because I want to know. I mean, God, Brendel's been with EverQuest since pretty much the beginning, hasn't he?
Well, he played EverQuest, and he became a guide, and then he worked his way up through the guide system, and then he started working for SOE, and from there it was on to EverQuest 2. It's just going to feel funny not having him around. Are they going to take the skaters out of Frostfell now? Yes, there's a skater.
Oh, there's a skater there named Brenmo. That's right.
Yes.
And he's also part of the Ranger Epic.
Right. Are they going to touch that now?
No, I don't think they're going to touch it. They ain't going to touch. I mean, if he left on really bad terms or something like that, I can imagine them maybe changing the name of the NPCs. But no, I'm pretty sure they're just going to leave it alone.
It's just going to feel funny without him around.
Hmm.
I know that there's a new podcast out. I didn't get a chance to listen to it today. I wanted to. I know he's not on it.
Yeah. So, Brenlow, if you're listening, if you want to come on the show, buddy, more than happy to have you. Always a pleasure talking with him. And, you know, I hope he shows up at Fanfare. I mean, I don't think he will because he's not with Sony anymore. But what the hell? I mean,
even
Bruce,
before he left, the word was he was not going to go to Fanfare. He was going to go to...
Yeah, there's something else going on that weekend.
Dragon Con or that other con?
Something like that.
But I would love to see him again sometime if he wants. But hey, we'll find out, I guess.
Do you believe that the producer's seat is cursed?
Gone through a lot of... How long was Bruce in there?
Bruce was not in there very long. Not even a year, I would say.
So Bruce became the producer at the same time that I went down to Sony. When Sony invited me down.
Right.
So yeah, he really wasn't there very long. Maybe a year or so.
And before that was Scott Hartman, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
There was somebody before Scott, I believe. Unless I've got my timelines wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like they don't last very long. Except, I think Scott was the longest producer, I believe. I'd have to really go and dig and check my timelines. But I want to say that Scott Hartman was our longest running producer at that point.
Now, personally, I would like to get this new guy on here. I don't even know what the producer does.
The producer basically runs the show, the way I understand it. Everybody answers to him. He makes sure that everybody's on schedule and everybody's doing everything, and they sort of guide the way the stuff is supposed to go, I believe. I don't know how long Brendel was a producer. He was it almost a year?
Brendel became the producer right before Fanfare last year.
Not right before. A few months before. And yeah, I know we're not on the registry unless...
We are going.
But we're going.
We are going. We're on another list.
We're on the... Here they come, lock the doors list.
Yeah. No, I was told that the program is not NDA. So we are going as part of the fan site. There's a group of us that are fan site operators that are going. We have a different list. Anyone who saw me last year with the VIP tag, that was it. So We're on a different registry list, but we are going. Jethel, Elquin, Xanadai, and her husband Trueflight will be there.
There'll be an orgy in Xan's room later that evening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I plan on bringing a 5-gallon bucket of KY.
I hope it's one of those that are made for her. Have you seen those?
The ones that heat up.
I don't know, I haven't tried one yet.
I have seen the commercials. We haven't had the opportunity to try them.
Maybe
We're going to be there. Santania and Urson will be there. They're actually going down for, what is it? It's going to be
their anniversary.
Their anniversary. So they're going to be there early, actually. So what the hell was I about to say?
I don't remember.
But that will go.
Members of the league.
Are you gonna do a contest through Twitter this year?
Well, I know what we are planning on. We mentioned it last week. We have to come up with the contest, though. I will think of something. We are going to have a contest, and the winner of the contest will get to eat dinner with me and Elkwin.
Thought you said we're going to have them for dinner.
No.
Oh, damn it.
No, we're going to have dinner, and someone will...
Well, they were going to have dinner on us, which I didn't particularly want because it sounded pretty messy, spaghetti on us or something, you know, it'd be hot and covered in tomato sauce, and I don't think that would be very comfortable.
And I'm going to warn you folks right now, don't expect us to bring you to the Paris area and pay for a $50 meal. That's not going to happen. You know, regular restaurant or, you know, maybe Sbarro's or something like that. So, you know,
it'll probably be Coke and a two Twinkies.
Yeah, deep fried Twinkies. We'll do some deep fried Twinkies and a Coke. And, yeah. But anyway, we will.
Last count, it was McDonald's, but probably Sbarro's, yeah.
Yeah, we'll find something.
Or breakfast. We could do breakfast either or something.
Yeah, we'll find something. But yeah, we will have a contest. I'll announce it. Well, you know, we have 3 months. It'll be announced well before the fanfare.
We can always do like a used tea bag in a day old bagel or something.
There we go. Oh, we just had a ding in guild. Lovell is now a level 87 carpenter. Congratulations. Let's give her bling. There we go. Congratulations, Lovell. So I think... Well, yeah, well... You know, I was actually thinking, as conceited as it sounds, I was actually thinking of, you know, a paragraph or two. Submit to us a paragraph or two. How has Jethro Silverwing changed your life?
Oh, please.
A little too conceited?
Well, only if they made it funny in a tongue-in-cheek sort of way. Or at least you'll find out who your stalkers are.
Ah, there we go. Oh, I missed during my rant. Uzrock on the Antonia Bale server has dinged level 68. So congratulations to Uzrock. Let's give him a ding. Urson, a level 86 jeweler. There we go. Yeah, I guess there's no guild discount this year.
Wow.
No guild discount. Oh, and members of the Legion of Kithacor who are listening in, go to kithacor.org. There is a link right at the top of the menu for the 2010 fanfare. I'm trying to compile a list of people who are going and when you're arriving. That way we can all get together and, you know, have dinner together. Plan
or lunch or something.
I just want everyone to. I mean, besides the buffet type of thing, where everyone's rushed and stuff like that. I would like us, as a guild, to just get together, sit down, have a meal, have a good old discussion.
Sort of like what we did downstairs with the pizza.
Yeah,
there's quite a few of us.
Yeah, there were a few of us coming and going. But yeah, let's get together and have a good time. I mean, I don't expect everyone to hang out the entire time. Oh, and I'm being told Rowan is now a 81 weaponsmith.
Cool.
Congratulations, Rowan. But yeah, we're gonna try to have a good time. I can tell you that is one of the things that we have been discussing.
What?
Alira was commenting on the fanfare buffet.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that in our fan site group that we've been discussing was how bad the buffet was last year, and they're working something out.
Thank God.
That's one of the first things that we mentioned about last year that we really didn't like was the buffet.
It was. The only thing...
It was cold. You know, by the time anyone got anything, it was cold or not there.
What was those Cheetos that I brought you?
Oh, they were hard as a rock.
They were Lincoln Logs. Yeah, with powdered sugar on them.
Yeah, there was supposed to be some kind of a cinnamon twist or something like that.
Yeah.
I couldn't bite into them.
Cheetos or whatever. They're deep fried. They're usually, you know, light, fluffy pastry that's... Yeah.
I mean, I don't make any secret about it. I have false teeth, and I could not bite into this thing.
I couldn't either. They
and
were
you
terrible.
Have real teeth.
Yeah, it was bad.
So, yeah, that has been addressed, and I'm hoping that when we sit down for the big buffet and stuff, that
it's going to be much better.
Now, of course, I hope I'm right. I mean, about me being able to talk about this stuff, because I believe they told us that... If not, I'll be hearing about it later. But, no, I believe Ashlyn or Amira's actually told us that we're not, you know, we're okay to talk about, it's not like Fight Club. Don't talk about Fight Club. Yeah, we can talk about the fan site operator stuff. So. Unless they specifically tell us not to talk about something.
We'll find out.
Yeah, I'll find out. I'll get a email from Ashlyn tomorrow. By the way, you're out of the club. Oh, damn it.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll let me in then.
Nice. So anyway.
So what have you been doing in game?
In game, not a whole lot, really, outside of decorating the guild hall, which is pretty much done at this point.
You apparently made a bigger place than true.
Yes, I now have a cabin.
I thought he had a cabin.
He has a cabin. Mine's bigger.
And are you sure this isn't a male ego thing?
Let's say I have a lodge. He has something like a sweat lodge, actually. You know, he made his out of the logs. Do you know where he put his?
What, logs?
Do you know where he put his camp?
Yeah. I've been there.
Oh, okay, fine. Be that way.
Why?
No, I'm just wondering.
I have a person, I have Chatterella sending me a little thingy saying, Yeah. Start looking for characters beginning to see visions. They could be froglocks, barbarians, dwarves. These visions will give quests. And this is for your... Oh, they were reward books. I like that.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't know. I haven't heard anything about that.
Okay, I was just told by Trueflight not to say where his camp is, so...
Why?
Because that's why he moved it where it is. He doesn't want people hanging around.
What did he do? Move it again?
No, just leave it alone.
Sounds like a scab you want me to pick or something. You don't want me to pick. No, don't do it.
Well, you probably haven't seen his new one then, so I'm not going to say anything.
Why?
Because he doesn't want us to, so shh.
Okay, fine. Be that way.
Tell everyone what your sex toy collection is. Anyway.
Probably under his bed. No. I'm out here killing things.
So if anyone would like to come by the Legion of Kithagore Hall, it's pretty much done. Did you see my new beach area?
No, but I that's the area that I suggested to you, which is good to see.
Mm-hmm. So if you log into the Legion of Kithagore Hall, you will see the memorial to Lilandra. And that's the only thing that's in the hall. You got to hit the portal, and you can go see my sauna. I love the way the sauna turned out.
sauna turned out very well.
The sauna rocks. Go to sauna, then the guild meeting hall. But
Truthlight wants to know if you saw what he did to the bank.
Yes, he rearranged. He rearranged the bank and trade skill area a little bit. Yeah, looks good. Looks good. But I named the beach area the sky clad shore.
Okay.
The sky clad shore. And I have some tents and pillows and a bonfire. And then I have a big tent over here with our bartender and the
who you still can't buy booze from, probably.
Let me see. Nope, no booze. Not yet. So they haven't fixed it yet.
We're still dry.
Yep. And then I put out a half dozen tables and stuff. So this is the Skyclad Shore Grill and Bar. Bar and Grill.
Bar and Grill and Bar.
Truthlight says the only complaint about the sauna is it needs a door. No, because it looks like crap on the outside. I had to overlay a lot of stuff in order to get the walls the right length. So on the outside, you see, like, you know, walls protruding out of the walls.
So if somebody finds it from the outside, it looks like crap?
Pretty much. It looks like a shack. Yeah, it's true, I suppose. We could make an outer shell at some point. But it's not like it's actually located in an area that someone's just going to walk up on. I put it really out of the way.
You know, I came to the peat bog. I always remembered that I had fairly good luck finding rocks.
Mm-hmm.
There is hardly anything to harvest out here.
I'm sorry. I didn't do it.
But I keep beating down the same animals, and I'm getting a few treasure chests, so... I don't know how many more of these fragment things I actually will need to get to 50.
I have no idea.
Let's see, what am I now? Sorry, I don't mean to yawn. It's been
a long day.
Yeah. I've been, I'm at 32, and my next set of books is at 50. And I have 32 shards, but the thing is, I have to use 6 at a shot. 6 at a combine, and I get 3 back. It's not a lot that I've got right now. Maybe if I have doubled that, I might go back and try. But I'm not finding any nodes out here that I need, so I can probably get some more copper. I went through 46 pieces of copper, changed them all to little daggers or whatever, and transmuted those.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get me very far.
Well.
Didn't get me very far at all. And no, I'm not buying stuff off the broker for 5-6 gold a shot. Especially when I'm not certain, you know. I have plenty of powders. It's the fragments that I'm having problems with, since I need so many of them. Oh, wow. Ro just did something really nice for me.
What's that?
She put a bunch of fragments in the bank for me.
Yay, Ro!
Well, I'm going out of here. I'm getting the flock out of here. I am getting the flock out of here. If that's the case. Transmute what I got here. See, what is my transmuting up to? 328 out of 450. See, I'm almost, you know, about what, almost 100 points away from maxing it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna head back home.
No, you'll... don't do it.
What?
Just being weird.
And I don't have to mentor down to 5 anymore.
Ha ha!
Ha ha! You know, it's 8:30. We haven't had a music break yet.
I noticed that.
Why is that?
Well, we've just been talking.
No, you've been talking on a tangent.
I've been ranting!
You've been ranting. Why'd you do a music break?
Yeah, we could do that.
Breaking the music?
Music break. All right. We're gonna go on a little break. Back in a minute. Alrighty. Well. Are you here?
Yeah, a well is a deep hole in the ground, hun.
What?
A well is a deep hole in the ground.
Sure.
With
about
water?
Uh-huh.
See what I have to deal with all the time, people.
What?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. Just being weird.
But of course.
Oh, boy.
So what do you plan on doing in game this week?
No idea, really.
Oh, you have to have some game plan. What about you? Have you tried out that ring event thingy with the pandas you were telling me about?
Yeah, I've done that.
You've already done it?
Yes.
You can only do it once?
Yes.
That's it?
As part of that one quest.
Oh my god. I have to go back and try it. But what's the one quest?
God, now I can't remember what it was for.
You have to remember what it's for. You did it.
I did it a couple of weeks ago. I have no idea what it was for. I don't remember.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking. I don't know what it was for.
So you see now they're saying the arena thing with the panda is a daily thing.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's why it wouldn't let me do it again. All right. I will have to go back and try it again.
So, what do you remember about it?
Outside of the fact that they really kicked my ass.
Did you beat it?
Yes.
Even though they kicked your ass?
Mm-hmm.
So, what did you get out of it for doing it?
I don't remember what the hell the quest was, hon.
Well, it's a daily quest, so what do you get out of it?
I haven't been back since.
Is it just for
Hun,
faction?
I don't know.
Well, maybe other people on the channel know and they'll say something. So, bite me. So there are. Oh, it's one of the mark quests. So you get marks for doing it.
Ah.
See, somebody knew. So that's another reason why I should get myself up to the bandas and stuff. Always use so many marks. You know, Urson's been asking me about the recipes that I can do, because instance that you can do, the daily trade skill quest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to have the damn book open. It, when you get good with the faction up there that is for your trade skill, if mine's the kitties. Okay? No. I'm on 2 separate things now. Wait a minute. Going back to the trade school instance, there's 2 books you can get. And, it will allow me to do all the different, mark armor except for chest, legs, and there's no headgear. And Ursins was wondering how many marks does it take to make any of that stuff. For the boots and the sleeves, it was 47 marks.
Holy shit.
The shoulders, 70 marks. All the jewelry, 37 marks.
That's worse than the fucking shards.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess I'm never getting those.
I don't know why it costs so many marks.
The fuck's up with that?
Maybe the marks are easier to get than what I thought. And they're saying it's cheaper than the merchants. Whoa, True Flight's saying that most of the weapons are like 400 marks.
What? Damn.
Yeah. I wonder if I've not been enthusiastic about doing marks.
Okay. Let's think of it this way. Okay, I just went off thinking to myself, holy crap, I'm never going to do this because you're only getting one at a time. But if you do the thingies,
yes,
the missions, you get like three at a time.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad. And no, I'm sorry, he will not let me back into the arena.
Really?
I am standing here, and the arena master says that my turn is over. My turn is over, and I may be able to participate another day.
What about the panda at the docks?
The docks.
The one that gives you a daily mission type thing?
Oh, wait. They're saying that you have to get the quest in Peniel.
Oh.
Okay. Gotta get the mission in Peniel. Alright. Okay, get the mission in Peniel, then he sends you to Kara and the pandas.
I see.
And Lyra wants to know why the pandas are not harvestable. I think they're a little... I think they're a little big to be picked up off the ground. Here, let me try. No, sorry, I cannot pick up this villager. Maybe that's because he's five times Jethel's size. Because they're so, pandas. Yes.
Have you done the panda dance yet?
No.
What? Did you pick up the swords from them yet, like I did?
I've bought them and sold them back several times over.
Why?
I kind of like the claws of JoJo better.
Even for a parent's?
Yes.
Oh.
I kind of like it looking like I'm punching something the hell out.
Jeez. See, the swords allow you to become a panda.
Panda.
Panda dance.
Stop. Panda time.
I forgot where I was the other day in game. I was out hunting, of course. And, you know, somebody else is out there too, mentored down or after the names, you know. They're doing the same thing I am, you know. So it's a little frustrating and tedious because I'm making a circle, you know, a circuit going around getting the names as I can and clearing out everything in between, and they're doing the same thing. And I know if I leave for a minute, you know. Where was I? Maybe I was in the Obelisks of Lost Souls. I'm not sure. So I'm a little stressed. And these two people come through, and one's dressed as a panda. And they stop and wave. And I wave at them. And the guy who's in the panda does the little panda dance for me. It sort of made my day, because it made me smile and made me think, well, you know, it's good. All's good with the world. Because I had somebody panda dance me.
So remember that, folks. Whenever you're feeling down, EverQuest just seems to be getting, you know, the world just seems to be against you. Just do a little panda dance and everything will be just fine.
It was.
Panda dance.
It's cute.
band of jazz.
I'd have to get off my horse. I could probably get off my horse and change
it. Get off your high horse.
I like my high horse. I worked hard for my high horse.
Wouldn't be so high if you stopped smoking weed.
Pardon?
Yeah, Jum Jum smoking woman, you?
You're the one that smokes Jum Jum. Everybody at RP over here knows that. You sit down with a pipe and start smoking your Jum Jum. Any place you go.
Well, it's not like it affects him.
Yeah, but what about everybody that's got the secondhand Jum Jum smoke?
Well, that just makes it fun.
You come in and you Jum Jum up the room.
Mm-hmm.
See how you are?
It's not my fault. You keep giving that horse your pipe.
I don't give the horse my pipe. You're the one. Okay, let's see if I can do this. No, I gotta... There, it's a PETA.
You know what I found I did by accident?
What?
You know you can sell that special trade skill item that's equipable?
Hun!
I was just selling off shit in my inventory, and it's like, oh, crap! And I went back to the buyback thing, and it was already too late. I'd already sold too many things after it.
You should be able to get it back the same day.
No, you're limited to like 6 items you can get back at a time.
Oh, hon.
So, well. Actually, you know what I haven't tried?
What?
Shady Swashbuckler.
That might be an option.
As soon as my escape comes up, which is in 40 seconds, I will try over at Shady and see if they have it. I don't know if they have it or not. Probably not. But everything else you can get from him, you know, your legendary stuff or whatever the hell they're called.
The Heritage Quest
Heritage
stuff?
Stuff, yeah.
It's either that or maybe going back to the original quest giver.
I don't remember who gave me the quest.
Those guys up in...
You expect me to remember this stuff?
Stone Brunt Mountains.
Look, these people don't tune in here
camp
looking...
Camp that starts of a queue.
These people don't tune into the show to hear about facts and information. They want to hear me go off!
No more smashing mice.
I've got a hammer. See?
No, I'm taking it away from you.
Got a hammer.
We're going to be removing it from the bedroom.
I have a hammer and I have an empty can of Coke.
If you have a hammer, how come you haven't nailed me yet? Stop it!
There. That was a flat can of Coke.
Just stop it.
You know how much I hate flat Coke?
I'm adorning at 38 now.
Yay!
Instead of 32.
Woo!
And I'm a panda. Are you in the guild hall?
No.
Why not?
'Cause.
Where are you?
I'm in Painville right now. Where the hell is it going? Oh, Shady, that's right. So I actually wanted to go to Guild Hall. That's okay.
Well, you were already there. You should have went to the original quest giver and see if you could have bought another one or something. I like my purple glowing swords.
The purple glowing swords.
Well, they remind me of the Ranger Epic swords.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
I thought maybe you just didn't like them because I got them first.
No.
Well, I know how you are.
No, I'm just enjoying hitting. I'm just enjoying punching things, actually.
Yep.
I think it's kind of cool.
So, I'm going to go over by the bank.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. And I'm going to put Panda Dance NorCal.
Panda Dance. There we go. Next to us.
It's sort of a short little dance.
Just a little hip wiggle.
Just a little dee 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 dee.
I'm shaking my butt, I'm a panda.
Yeah, basically. Wiggling my butt. I'll get a little closer so you can watch the action from behind. I think it'd be cuter if you didn't have a little skirt on.
Okay, the thing is called Shadow of the Betrayed, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you can buy the damaged relic that will allow you to do the quest again.
Aha!
At Shady.
Well, then, do it.
But, oh, no, wait. I can buy the woodworking saw. Okay, so I can either do the quest again. Oh, wait a minute. Will it allow me to do the quest again?
It will allow you to do that one part because you had to make it, remember?
That's right, and then they sent me a message a few days later or something like that, right?
No, you're getting it all confused.
Okay, whatever.
But you can create it again. It's going to take another rare.
No, I'm looking right at it right now. A damaged relic offers the quest Shadow of the Betrayed.
Well, I don't think it's going to give you the quest again.
It's one copper. I'm going to try it. Oh, wait a minute, it says I already have one. Oh, I bet I have the damaged relic thing in my bank. Nope, there it is. It's right there in my bag. There.
Well, if you remember right, when you did the that trade skill quest, you create the item. Or a item, and you turn it into him, and then right. He gives you back one.
Okay,
that you can use.
You cannot, you cannot redo the quest, but I guess if you've lost the damaged relic before you do the quest, you can redo the relic here. Mm-hmm. But I can buy my woodworking saw for 55 gold. So there it is. I have my saw back. Thank you very much, Shady Swashbuckler. What else we got here? Grimblade. What the hell is a Grimblade?
That is one of the other ones that we did.
Oh, that's right. Now I wonder, their lore, why are there two of them here? Oh, one has more agility. Alright.
What?
There are two versions of the Grimblade here. One is based on strength, the other one on agility.
Right.
So, like, one for warrior classes, the other one for scout classes.
Right.
Okay. Well, one I'm wielding right now is better than the Grimblade, so I'm not worried.
Well, I'm using the Grimblade. I am not using
Oh, and you can even pick up the Claws of JoJo here now.
Well, of course. Those can be made into house items.
Ah, that's right. Screaming Mage, Social Yoshiba. I still have not done the Worm Slayer, have I? Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
It doesn't say that I need to do it. You know what's funny? The Worm Slayer is a level 67 item, and it still ranks up there with some of the 90 stuff.
I know, but it's
two-handed.
Well, no, you can make it a single-handed.
Oh, that's right, that's right. You can change it.
I think I ended up putting mine in the bank or something. I don't see it in my packs right now. Its greatest strength is against the dragon guys.
Right.
Other than that, it's not as good. But I used to
So it looks like I have not done the quest for the bone-bladed claymore, the Mistmore Shield, or
right.
The Electrified Bone-Bladed Claymore.
Right.
or the Hierophant's cloak, crook. Mm-hmm. And let's see, shiny brass halberd I haven't done, shiny brass shield, and the Stein of Moloch I haven't done either.
There's a lot of heritage quests you haven't done.
Well, now that they're kind of grayed out to me, I might be able to do them.
I went back and did them all gray. That's why I have all that crap on my walls.
Well, there's something to work on then. All right, well, it's time to call it a night.
Okay.
Have any shout-outs? Anything you want to say?
Everyone in the Legion of Kithacor and everybody at the Vagabond Knights. Also want to give out a shout-out to Clump.
Clump, who has retired from the game.
Yeah, and the Legacy of Honor.
Yep.
And, of course, don't forget the Festival of Unity is coming up. Isn't Clump one of the ones that first started that, too?
Mm-hmm.
I think Femme's taking it over. I'm not certain.
Not sure. But also want to remind folks that Saya's Hammer is open right now. That's it.
So all you drunks that are piling out of the spider.
Yep, head on over to...
Keep going.
Yep, head on over to Saya's Hammer. That's a Nettleville in Kinos. Just go down to the inn that's under Saya's Hammer. P-S-I-A Hammer.
Saya's Hammer.
So there we go. Next week on the Jethro Silverwing Show, more madness, mayhem, Jethro ranting and raving about stuff. We might even have a topic. Nah, who am I kidding?
Oh my god, do you see what they just put in channel?
What?
An odorous chest. And you look at it and
what?
It looks like a...
In what channel?
Like
I don't see that.
Like a weird funky coffin with hands sticking out of it.
I don't see that. What channel?
Oh, different channel.
Well, link it in the OGR channel then.
Sorry, I get too many channels going and they're all the same colors. It's like...
Yeah, I know, I get
10. And yes, I know you can make them different colors, but...
I get 10 channels
past the
going
point.
Right now.
I am past the point of... I'm trying my best.
I'm waiting.
Somehow my chat windows aren't working right.
Odorous chest. Let's see that. It's a cooler with a body inside. Look at it! It's a styrofoam cooler!
I have no idea where they got that.
Okay, then.
Is that from the library? I haven't been in the library.
Yeah, it's from the Yerudin library, from the looks of it.
What, one of the house items that you grab in the instances?
I guess.
From the murder mystery quest. Oh.
Murder.
So you get the body in the ice cooler.
I did the murder mystery quest. I didn't see that. Ah, damn it. Oh, well. Okay, folks, that's it for this week. We'll see you next week. We may have a guest. We may not have a guest. We may have a topic. Who knows? There might be music, mayhem, and murder. We don't know these things. We don't know anything. You think this thing is scripted? Ha!
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Dee Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, A 4-Pound Jar of Jelly Beans, Package of Expired Twinkies, and A Small Rock.
Yay, Rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquintena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.